Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. President Donald Trump met with teachers and parents. Teachers and parents, when he had the new Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, right there at his side, and he was getting a listening session, including parents who homeschool were sitting at the table. As a matter of fact, let's go to D.C. now.
I'm proud of you. It's so easy. Is that an easy one for Betsy? It doesn't get any easier than that. Well, I'm delighted to welcome everybody to the White House and Betsy DeVos, who has gone through our new education secretary. She went through an interesting moment. And you're going to do a fantastic job. And I know you would have done it again if you had it to do again, right? She had no doubt that final night waiting for the vote. So I just want to congratulate you. You showed toughness and genius. As I said many times in my campaign, we want every child in America to have the opportunity to climb the ladder to success. I want every child also to have a safe community, and we're going to do that very much. We're going to be helping you a lot. A great school, and someday to get a really well-paying job, or better, own their own company. And a lot of people are looking at that. But it all begins with education, and that's why we're here this morning. And I'm here also to celebrate a little bit with Betsy, because we started this journey a long time ago, having to do with choice and so many other good things with education, and I'm so happy that that all worked out. Right now, too many of our children don't have the opportunity to get that education that we all talked about. Millions of poor, disadvantaged students are trapped in failing schools. And this crisis, and it really is a crisis of education and communities working together, but not working out, and we're going to change it around, especially for the African-American communities. It's been very, very tough and unfair, and I know that's a priority, and it's certainly a priority of mine. That's why I want every single disadvantaged child in America, no matter what their background or where they live, to have a choice about where they go to school. And it's worked out so well in some communities where it's been properly run and properly done, and it's a terrific thing. Charter schools in particular have demonstrated amazing gains and results. And you look at the results, we have cases in New York City that have been amazing in providing education to disadvantaged children, and the success of so many different schools that I can name throughout the country that I got to see during the campaign. I went to one in Las Vegas. It was the most unbelievable thing you've ever seen. And they've done a fantastic job. So there are many, many such schools, and we want to do that on a large-scale basis. We can never lose sight of the connection between education and jobs. I'm bringing a lot of jobs back. We're bringing a lot of big plants back into the country. Everyone said it was impossible. And before I even took office, we started the process. And tremendous numbers of plants are coming back into this country, car plants and other plants. I have meetings next week with four or five different companies, big ones that are going to bring massive numbers of jobs back. So we're doing it from the job standpoint, but education only makes it better. Our goal is a clear and very safe community, great schools, and we want those jobs that are high-paying jobs. We've lost a lot of our best jobs to other countries. And we're going to bring them back. So I'm going to do my job, and Betsy at the education level will do her job. And just to do it very, very formally, I want to congratulate you on having gone through a very tough trial and a very unfair trial, and you won. And there's something very nice about that. And I'll tell you, the real winner will be the children. I guess a couple of adults could be in this way, but we'll be the children of this country, and I just want to congratulate you. Fantastic. Yeah. Perhaps we'll go around the room, and everybody knows our fantastic Vice President and Mike Pence, but if we went around the room, it would be very nice. So why don't we start? Go ahead. Betsy, you might want to say a few words first.
Well, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, I am just very honored to have the opportunity to serve America's students, and I'm really excited to be here today with parents and educators representing traditional public schools, charter public schools, homeschools, private schools, a range of choices, and we're eager to listen and learn from you your ideas for how we can ensure that all of our kids have an equal opportunity for a high quality, great education, and therefore an opportunity for the future. So again, I'm just honored to have the opportunity to serve and looking forward to fulfilling the mission that you've set forward.
It's our honor, believe me. Kenneth?
Ken Smith, educator, helping at-risk kids get through school. Vice President, actually has the largest application of Jobs for America's graduates in the country. And we'll, in a minute, we'll talk about that as a solution.
Great. Good. Laura?
Laura Parrish. I'm from Falls Church, Virginia, and I homeschool my 10 and my 13-year-old.
Good. Very good. Mary?
My name is Mary. I'm a charter school parent here in D.C. You should go to the best school in America.
You think, huh?
Yeah. I know.
I like that.
According to what you have
That's
to
pretty. Really? Is that right? Wow. Jennifer?
I am Jennifer Coleman. I am from Richland County, Virginia. I am the mother of six, and I homeschool my oldest four. They're grades kindergarten through seven. And before that, I was a private school teacher.
Very good.
Bartholomew Sorenza. I'm a parent of seven. And my kids have gone through both private and public school, and I see differences. And
big difference.
Big difference.
Okay. All right.
Good morning. I'm Julie. I teach special education at a public school.
Hi, I'm Jane Quenville, and I'm a principal of a special ed center in Virginia, serving children ages 5 through 22 with autism and physical and medically fragile conditions.
How is that going?
Well,
have you seen a big increase in the autism with the children?
Yes. In fact, our school has shifted its population, so more children with autism, definitely.
So what's going on with autism? When you look at the tremendous increase, it's really, it's such an incredible, it's really a horrible thing to watch, the tremendous amount of increase. Do you have any idea? And you're seeing it in the school.
Yes, I think the statistics, I believe, are 1 in 66, 1 in 68 children are diagnosed with autism.
And now it's coming even lower than
that,
which is just amazing. Well, maybe we can do something.
I am Carol Bonilla. I teach Spanish in a private elementary school in Arlington. I teach the students from 4th through 8th grade.
Very good. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Vice President, Mr. President. My name is Amy Viana. I'm the parent of two children, 5th grade and 2nd grade, and I live right outside of Raleigh, North Carolina in Cary, and I'm also a former educator in public and private schools.
Fantastic. Thank you. Well, thank you all very much. Let's get going.
Thank you
very much, everybody.
This is so exciting. You're looking at school choice for everyone, it looks like. They're working on, imagine this. I mean, you already pay taxes whether you have kids or not in your public school system. Now imagine the parents that do have kids in school can use the money that you're giving the government to find the best school to give their kid the best education, that could be the better governmental leader, the better police officer, the better sheriff's deputy, the better teacher, the better business owner. I mean, this is exciting. I mean, it really is. And he had homeschool parents right there sitting at the table, and they're looking at every choice. What they want is, according to Betsy DeVos, and we had it on an earlier program, you can watch that. She gave a speech about it, but she wants whatever it takes, the best way to give every young person in America the best education, and whatever that takes. That's very, very exciting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.